with Mario Lopez.
Hey, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, NFL Hall of Fame quarterback, Mr. Joe Montana, and his lovely wife, Jennifer. How are you guys?
We're great.
Yeah,
I'll
doing
answer
great.
For you.
This is a big treat for me. I got to tell you, I don't get too excited talking to people, and I talk to them all. But like the kid in me right now is jumping up and down, and I'm trying to remain cool because big hero of mine growing up, Mr. Montana. And real quick, before we get into everything else, I got to get your take on this past Super Bowl, because to me, I think all this talk of Belichick and Brady being the greatest is overblown and overhyped, because there's always been a cloud of suspicion, cheating allegations and what have you. So in my book, Bill Walsh, Joe Montana, greatest tandem ever. And had you played with the rules that they're playing now, practically touch football. Come on. Am I right? Am I blowing this out of proportion? I can't really put you on the spot and say you're right.
But you're right.
Jennifer, am I right?
Yes.
That's what I say.
Absolutely.
No comment. This is,
I mean, there's a certain amount of truth to from now when I played to even now, but you can go to the guys who played before me saying the same thing when I was playing, that the game had changed so much from there. That's why I always say when people start comparing guys, I go, it's really hard to do because the game's changed so much from, wow, go back and pick up some Otto Graham and Sammy Baugh footage and see how far ahead they were of their time. And the rules, I say even back then, I think the ball was even shaped different.
Wow.
So, it's pretty crazy.
Because I just remember Leonard Marshall and Taylor. Those guys would just plow into you. And just, you would take some huge hits. Yeah, how you're walking in here, I was so impressed. I thought you'd be very gingerly, kind of.
Oh, I've had my share of surgeries now. I think I've had 20.
Is that right?
Count. Yeah.
Dang. Well, you look fantastic. Let's get serious for a second. It's American Heart Month, and you're raising awareness with the new Breakaway from Heart Disease campaign. Why was this an important issue for you two?
It was particularly for us because both sides of our family are afflicted with or being at high risk for heart disease. I'll let Joe speak to his family, but my father passed away at the age of 60. And he had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and then Joe, you can take it.
My mom's side of the family, my grandfather passed away. I still remember the day playing on the sidewalk, and they wouldn't let us come in the house. He had a heart attack at 54, and my mom's two brothers had early heart attacks, and I had never thought I would have it. And so teaming up with Amgen after we found this, to be a part of the campaign was a perfect fit for us because it's an awareness. It's the number one killer in the U.S., and it doesn't have to be.
Wow.
Because all it takes is getting to the doctor, going to our website, breakawayfromheartdisease.com, find out how you can, the things that you can do and should be doing so that if you do have the symptoms or the risk factors, you can find ways to mitigate.
And it's really important to educate your family, too. So
right.
It took us starting to realize this and actually Amgen putting it all together to say, wow, we haven't even educated our own kids about heart disease on his side or my side. So it's great for them to have a heads up, to understand that you've got to keep exercising, you've got to eat right, and everybody is susceptible to this.
It's wonderful that you're raising the awareness level because it really is essentially, isn't it, about exercising and taking care of yourself? I mean, the stuff that sort of becomes cliche and that we take for granted, but it really is about being disciplined and consistent with it, correct?
Absolutely, because it's a disease that sneaks up when you have no idea. You
right.
know, maybe your arteries are getting clogged or your blood pressure is high. You've got to go in and check those things and have some sort of at least foundation of where you are.
Yeah, so important. My old man, who doesn't live the healthiest lifestyle, let's just say, I'm on it about it, on him about it, and fortunately he has been getting checked up, and he's checked out clean, believe it or not.
Oh,
I can't believe
great.
It. Clean villa. Shocking to my mom and my sister.
Now, good genes.
Unfortunately. Clearly you two are in great shape. Do you exercise together or...
We do often.
Yeah.
One of the favorite exercises, though, is bike riding for us, too. And it always has. We made it a big part of our family.
Yeah.
Didn't matter if we were playing like cement hockey on the basketball court or playing in the pool or something, always with the kids, driving them or riding them on a bicycle to school and to this day. We still work out at the gym, you know, on off and on days. But
that's fantastic. Four kids, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I always say five.
right. No, my
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest, most immature.
One that never leaves home anyway. Yeah.
Huh? My wife and I like to work out together too. And I always say, you know, the family that works out together and that's active together, it's such a healthy way to promote just a lifestyle. And it's so wonderful to see you two living by that example and inspiring other families out there. Now, let's say someone's like a couch potato and working out isn't really their thing. What's a way that they can get started on a path to good health?
I think first and foremost, besides always checking, obviously, with your doctor what you can do,
right,
would be small steps, but really is what is your intake as far as food? How healthy are you eating? And do you have that salt shaker? Are there saturated fats? All these things you're perfectly capable of leaving behind without any advice from anybody, you
right.
know, there. That's step one. And then it would be moderate, probably, exercise, but that you would consult your doctor
you
can, yeah. with.
You
right.
could, I mean, you could easily start with simple thing of walking. I mean, they were,
take
when they talk about exercise, they're talking about 30 minutes of some type of cardiovascular. And it can just be getting up. Those first steps, you said couch potato, get up off the couch, right? And they say all kind of things. Park your car further away, walk, don't take the elevator, take the steps.
Those are
so many things that you can do easily.
Those are excellent tips, and they sound so subtle. But yeah, I've always thought if there's stairs instead of the escalators, I have a 30-60 rule.
You sound like her.
Yeah, if I'm sitting down
I'm
for more
escalators.
Than 30 minutes. Yeah, where
He's
are the
going
escalators?
Up the steps.
Well, that's different. You got a point of surgery.
Yeah.
But if I'm sitting down for more than 30 minutes, I got to get up and walk around.
Yeah.
I just got to get. And I think that's just a good tip for anyone. If you find yourself just being immobile for like 30 minutes, get up, walk around. I got my parents a dog. And
so
the dog walking, it's really helped them. Now they treat the dog better than they ever did my sister and I. But it really is. That's an awesome initiative, you guys. And we'll put up all the info, of course, up on our website. Valentine's Day is around the corner. And you've been married how long now?
32.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
that is
you.
Great. So being married 32 years. I don't want to say... you know, you've been married so long. You still got to date each other. You still got to do, you know, all the things. But how does one celebrate Valentine's Day? How do the Montanas?
Well,
you leave it all up to Joe.
No,
I see you looking at Joe, Jennifer. Does the woman not have any responsibility?
No, this year's a little bit different. We're actually with some friends when we're out on a boat down in the British Virgin Islands. So we'll be celebrating a little bit quieter, but still celebrating. You always have to have a little bit of something to... A surprise,
of course,
right?
That's player status right there. Another person with friends.
So we're. I mean, we typically. I don't know. I like Valentine's Day a lot.
Yeah,
it's just, I think it's fun.
I like
it's
to get him a
day.
Nice piece of lingerie.
Yeah. Hey, if role playing, whatever works.
Yes.
Whatever works.
She never gets my size right.
Right. Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one of my producers, Nichols, right here. Lifelong 49ers fan and huge fan of yours, Joe. He wanted to ask a question. What's your
this
question?
Just for all the Niner fans out there. Do you think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan can resurrect our great franchise?
I think it's a great start. I mean, I like both the guys. You know, I think obviously Kyle's had some great success where he's been, and they need a little offensive boost. So it's nice to
Absolutely.
Have an offensive-minded coach on that side. And I think John Lynch is great. I mean, well, I wasn't even on the radar, I don't think, of anyone. But what a guy. I mean, what a background he has, what a understanding of what it takes to be a great organization, and I.
But Joe, didn't you get
great.
A little discouraged when Shanahan had the opportunity to just run the ball three times, kick the field goal, go up 11 points, and he tried to get a little too cute and clever, and they ended up going 23 yards the other way, and then lost the game.
Yeah, that was. I mean, I hadn't thought about it until both of our sons brought it up to me, saying, "Why didn't they just keep running the ball?" And as a quarterback, I'm going, I don't even think about that. I want to throw it. But it's true. You know, when you look back on that part of it, yeah, you know, probably should have run the ball.
Safe.
But you know
safe.
What? Yeah. And I think he felt, you know, they were moving the ball.
Right.
You know, throwing a little bit. But, I think what happens too is when you stop running, and the plays that were really opening up for him were play action passes because of the run. And so I think that kind of put a little more pressure on that offensive line. And obviously, the guy in the center is playing with a broken leg, so you're fractured.
Then there's that.
So yeah. And, you know, he got a lot of, started getting some pressure. By the end of the game, he had to be.
Yeah.
Those shots had to be wearing off.
Yeah, exactly.
I can only imagine how you play with one, something like that.
A little fatigue setting in. All right, before I let you two go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
All right.
Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, I Wish It Would Rain.
I Wish It Would Rain.
Temptations.
There you go, the classic. John.
Respect.
Aretha. I like that. What shows are on your DVR?
Oh, my gosh.
Blacklist is one. I'm trying to think there, too.
Yeah. Oh, Suits.
Gosh, we hardly even see TV there, too. But they are, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I'm trying to remember.
Those are two good ones. Blacklist and Suits. All right. They got a nice little shout out. What's the ultimate cheat meal?
Oh, pizza.
Jennifer? I don't even think of that
or
as
cheeseburger.
I'll tell you what it is for him is fried chicken. But
ice cream. She makes awesome fried chicken. So, what can you say?
Yeah.
She has a tremendous recipe. It's not one of those big battered, you know, a lot of batter. It's just dry rub.
Can you tell he loves food?
Yeah, no, I love that. I love it.
It's she won't make it those.
What was your very first car?
Oh, a 1967 Ford Galaxy 500 convertible.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but you couldn't touch the roof if it was raining because it would leak wherever you touched it. And it only had heat through the frost. So in the wintertime, it was a little difficult.
That's tough living out in Western Pennsylvania.
It was a tank, though. It was you could hit anything and not dent it.
You were safe. What about you, Jennifer?
A Volvo.
Oh, you had a good, nice car.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but I earned it.
But you earned it. You were a good girl. Fair enough. Time travel destination.
Oh, my.
Hang out for a week in any era.
Oh, man. I want to go forward.
Oh, you can go forward.
I want to go to like the Jetsons when we were buzzing everywhere. And,
We're supposed to be at that place
now. I know
now.
We're going to be pretty close.
Yeah, know, right, exactly.
Starting to talk to your watch and stuff. So it's getting there.
We're getting there. Jennifer?
I think the turn of the century. I'd like to. I don't know if I'd be cut out for the work involved there.
Right, right.
I mean, with the laundry and things like that. But I think it was an interesting time.
Yeah, the wardrobe was nice. The lack of amenity is not so nice.
No.
Right there. And last question, what superpower would you like?
Oh, I want to fly.
That's me too.
I want to fly.
I'd want to fly.
So if I had enough, if I was a little bit younger, I'd want to try one of those suits where they jump off of the.
That looks crazy.
Oh, it looks nuts.
Yeah, I saw a special on Real Sports.
Close to flying, I think.
Yeah, but those accidents are gnarly.
Yeah.
They get a little too close to the ground.
Yeah, like, no, they're
too close.
Yeah. It's like that.
It's like a bat wing.
Yeah, the bat wing thing, like that gopher with the wings.
What if you don't see one twig sticking out?
Yeah. Those people are crazy. Well, again, we'll put up all the information regarding American Heart Month and Breakaway from Heart Disease campaign. You can follow Joe on Twitter, at Joe Montana, and Jennifer's on Instagram, Jennifer Montana Design.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
What type of, like a home interior design?
No, it's what we're talking about there is it's jewelry. It's jewelry in the sense that with a message and it really goes to charity. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
Great talking to you.
You got it.
On with Mario Lopez.